Peace is so important. Anti-violence. And today we are going to focus on talking about anti-violence, the campaign for peace. With us, we are joined by Dr. Faraday Kumir. She is the founder of the International Health and Epidemiology Research Center. And their message is anti-violence, the campaign for peace. And they achieve this in many ways, including education, advocacy, and there is the big Peace Day every year. Thanks for coming and talking to us.
Thank you, Tina, for inviting me, and greeting to you and all your listeners.
Introduce us to kind of the goal, the mission behind what you do.
Good question. Actually, we believe violence is a disease, and we have to treat them just like any other disease, meaning that we have to prevent it from happening. Mm-hmm. So what we need to do to prevent it from the beginning, we believe that we have to have an approach which is holistic, meaning we have to talk to everybody by education and raising awareness to parents, to the teachers, and children themselves, especially the younger, the better. Mahatma Gandhi, I'm sure you know him, says that if you want to have true peace in this world, we have to start with our own children. Actually, the goal of our project is to create a healthier and peaceful world for the next generation. Mm-hmm. So we do that by doing a variety of ways. One of them is with presentation and workshops. We go to schools, we go to different communities, religious communities or cultural communities, and talk to the parents, talk to the adult as well as children, and raise awareness about danger of guns, toy gun, violence, video game, anything which teach the kids violence. Some other ways that we do that is we call, as you mentioned, we have Peace Day every year, several times a year. And probably you know that International Day of Peace is usually September 21st.
Right.
But we strongly believe that every day should be Peace Day, not only once a year.
But you did have a big celebration on September.
We had it 23rd because it becomes like Saturday. Uh-huh. And we have that once very big every year, which thousands of kids participate. What we do in the Peace Day, after we educate the parents, as I said, or children themselves, then we ask them that they can come to our event, and we have a big board, which the kids willingly, this is very important, that willingly, after being educated, they bring their toy gun, toy weapon, or violence video game, anything which is dangerous for them, and they willingly giving back to us. And when they do that, they put this guns, toy guns, on the big board, and it in the big board says, say no to toy gun and toy weapon. So children really, first of all, they want to do that because they feel it's dangerous, and also they feel that they are becoming positive and having a positive message with their action, and so they feel good about themselves. Sure. So when they do that, we always give them certificate, and a t-shirt that we give them, all our educational. On the t-shirt, it says, I say no to toy gun and toy weapon. In their certificate, say, I give my toy gun away so I save life. So that way, we also encourage them, not only them, other kids, to when they see this, they learn from, you know, this educational, not only material, you know, the t-shirts. We distribute educational material with different languages from, you know, in, of course, English, and we have it in Spanish, we have Armenian, we have in Farsi, and different, even Korean we have. So the parents also, meanwhile, learn about them. If the kids come in and they have given their toy gun in the last year or the years before, sometimes they come and say, you know what, I don't have any more toy gun. Mm-hmm. You told me not to buy it anymore. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then we ask them, okay, to write or to draw something peaceful, anti-violence, then they would also get a certificate. So that way we can help them.
Where was Peace Day at this year?
This year was in Irvine, California, mm-hmm. and this was with Global Village Festival along with them. So different cultures, like 25,000 people participate. It's not, you know, a small.
Thousands of people participated.
Yeah, thousand people. Yeah. And then when this kid, actually, when thousands of these kids, not even this time, each time when we have had these events, like 1,000 kids, you can imagine, they wear their t-shirt, which on the t-shirt say no to toy weapon, they really are like a walking billboard. Mm-hmm. They are so strong. The message is so strong. And I know that the kids will really like it. Not only the t-shirt, they like this action and they become part of it. So I believe when they learn from that young age, the younger the better, when they learn from that age, I'm sure not only they would change their mind totally, because we believe that the kids are like a, you know, mirror. Whatever mm-hmm. they see, they would do. Or they would be like a white piece of paper that whatever you draw on them, they learn that, they become that.
Yeah.
So that's why we try to teach them from a very young age and influence their learned response as a very young age.
So you're supported, you've worked with the National School Safety Center Board and the Los Angeles Unified School Districts, just to name a few, because I know you've worked with different organizations, different bodies. And so for parents, so you go to the schools, you can work with the kids, and then what can parents do?
Parents, very simply, they should not buy any kind of toys, not only toy gun, violence video game, anything which teach their kids violence. They should be, you know, avoiding that. When they want to send the kids to another person's home, like friend's home, very simply, don't be shy. Ask your, you know, the other parents, do you have gun in their home? Because it is better to ask and be safe, keep your kids safe mm-hmm. from danger of gun, than go there and God prohibits them. Kids are playing with a gun, which is laid down there. Unfortunately, they usually are unlocked and loaded. And of course, the kids are curious. And as soon as they see that, they would be drawn to that and mm-hmm. they want to play with that. And we have had, I would like audience please to go to our website, which is ihrc.org, and see for themselves. We have pages and pages of fact sheets talking about how many kids have been mistaken the toy gun, the real gun, for the toy gun. That is not acceptable. This is very preventable. As epidemiologists, which I am, mm-hmm. which our work is preventive medicine, trying to prevent things mm-hmm. from happening, this is really crucial. Mm-hmm. This is very important that people know. When you have kids, you really shouldn't have guns at their home. If you must for any reason, then at least put it in a safe place, lock place, unload the gun, and then lock it and put it somewhere that the kids cannot reach it, even mm-hmm. if they are locked.
Because there are so many of these, well, there are accidents when this happens. How many accidents every year in the U.S. With kids and guns?
Yeah,
how many
accidents? Statistic to say, not only only with toy gun, we forgot to mention that, you know, why we even were drawn to this. Mm-hmm. was to this project was that, as you may know, every year in this country, we have more than 33,000 people lose their life by gun. The same thing when we go back to the question about the toy gun and gun mistaken. And we did a research just recently, and I presented in American Public Health Association annual meeting last November. We found between 2013 to 2015, we find about 379 incidences with gun. But listen to that. It was only among infant, toddler, and preschooler, meaning the kids under 6 years old. You can imagine 379 incidences, either somebody, one of these kids, find a gun or toy gun, and they thought that they find a toy gun, but it was a real gun,
right,
and shot and kill someone or themselves, or injured one or themselves, or somehow with some incidences happen with the gun. This is something that any mother and father, parents listening to us, their hearts should be broken, and they should really think about it seriously and try to do something about it.
Through all the tragedy and, you know, through all of the statistics, the reporting and the research that you've done, you are working in positive ways to prevent gun violence, and you're working with artists and you're bringing those two together.
Yes, actually, since 1994, which we started our project, we have collected more than 40,000 toy guns. Mm-hmm. At the beginning, the first year or two, we didn't know what to do with that, and it was too many. Either we threw it in a trash can and it didn't make sense, or we were going to break it so nobody else take it. That was destruction, and I don't like that, because it's against the messages we have, because uh-huh. our message is to give the instrument of love and construction to your kids, not instrument of, you know, death and destruction. So while I was in that radio station, just like one of the today, somebody, one of the audience called, and a listener called, and they said, what do you do with all these toy guns? So I told them about it, but I said, I'm not feeling good for doing what I do. And I said, I wish I was an artist so I could create something peaceful, anti-gun, anti-war, anti-violence. And then I got bombarded with good thing, which is calling many different artists call and say, okay, we are ready to help you. And so what we did, we asked them, we could give them and did give them our toy gun. Some of them used 40, 50 for one art. Some of them just used one toy gun, you know, to create an art. So we have, and we call that replacing violence with art. And this art have been in display many places. At the beginning was in LA Children's Museum, and then was in Culver City Library, and has been in City of Irvine, the City Hall, for a month and a half, and many different galleries, private and public galleries. So people, when they go to these art exhibits, they also learn from all these beautiful arts.
Yeah.
When the artist, you know, I give them that, and they said, the only thing I ask them, please make something peaceful yeah. messages. And I don't care if they are pretty or not, if they are beautiful or not, but believe it or not, they are so beautiful. So please, I encourage you, go to our website and see Replacing Violence with Art or our art gallery and see for yourself. If you're an artist, please join us. Please help us to make and create more arts with this, you know, dangerous toys.
Right. You can see some of the installations also at the website at iherc.org.
They can see that. In,
okay.
Yeah. They can see at least 53 of them, I guess, is
wow.
there.
Wow. All right.
And some of them are so big, you know, because but what they see, they don't know the sizes,
yeah.
they don't know the shapes, but some of them are so big because two people had to move them.
So everything that we've been talking about is at the website iherc.org. And it's the, tell us the name.
Yeah. International Health and Epidemiology Research Center.
Right. And Dr. Faraday with us. And you were a veterinarian before you did this, before you
yes.
ever did this. And so you care about people and animals. And, let's say that.
Yeah.
So
because they are most innocent.
Right. That's true. Children and animals. And so
exactly.
thank you for letting us know how to reach out to you at iherc.org. So Faraday. Kumar, thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me, and I'm hoping for a peaceful world for everybody.